Greetings from the Gunflint Trail. This week's commentary finds everyone in the waning hours of the 16th year of this youthful century. Most anyone you would talk with has an opinion of the year we have endured. It would seem the good old USA has gone through some perilous downs, with few ups to be marked on the ledger. With the greediness of a populace opting for more and more personal wealth, instead of health and well-being of all its citizens, one has to wonder how much longer it will be before we just ravage ourselves into oblivion. The good old red, white, and blue surely are not so united as our name would infer, and our pledge of being indivisible with liberty and justice for all are words with little to no substance after the year we have witnessed. 2016 passes into the books with such bickering, backbiting, name-calling, and struggling for power that I, for one, am happy to have it pass on. 2017 just has to be better. The question yet to be answered is, can we come to our senses and make it better, or just continue down this path of divisive demise? Getting off my high horse, happier tidings find we border country folks have moved on from the madness of holiday spending, traveling nightmares and family gatherings, and overeating. The peaceful North Woods seemed so far away from urban commotion as we celebrated. About the only din has come from the neighborhood critters gathering for sustenance at the Wildersmith Outdoor Eatery during this holy observance. Residents in the Gunflint North spent last weekend on pins and needles in anticipation of another Weather Service doomsday snowstorm forecast, only to see one more prognostication bust along the international border. Out this way, light showers of white were all we mustered, counting to barely an inch and one half. However, we have extended the ice-making process on the Loon and Gunflint gals. A report from over on Loon Lake tells of otters enjoying some hillside sliding and then dipping into a hole in the ice for some fishing fun. Kind of mirrors some humans who do the sauna thing and then wallow in the snow or dip in the drink if an ice opening permits. In either case, both species are reveling in this winter playground. While our snowpack is less than ideal for power sledding, cross-country skiing opportunities are readily available. Depending upon the Upper Gunflint location, trails range from just packed to groomed with skate lane and classic track. A call to Poplar Creek Guesthouse B&B, Golden Eagle, Bearskin, or Gunflint Lodges can render up-to-date ski trail conditions. Last week's mention of the Fisher visit to our deck has increased to more stops in the interim. The animal's range is known to be quite extensive, but apparently access to an easy handout has kept this guy and gal stretching its stay into a winter vacation. While there's considerable banter of our nation going to the dogs, such negative connotation doesn't exist out this way. Dogs positively have been a way of life for information exchange and survival service for ages prior to a surfaced byway. This in mind, celebrating this aspect of wilderness living in yesteryear is being marked for another year with the Gunflint Mail Run Sled Dog Races. The sledding teams will hit the trails next weekend, January 7 and 8. Two race distances will be featured, a 12-dog, 110-mile run, and an 8-dog, 70-mile event. Headquarters and the start are located in the mid-trail area near Trail Center Restaurant. Organizers remain in need of volunteers. Locals are being sought to lend a hand. Please make a contact with Kathy Quinn at gunflintmailrunvolunteer@gmail.com or give Sarah a call at Trail Center, 388-2214. Activities get underway Saturday with a blessing of the dogs at 7 a.m. The first race for the 12-dog sleds heads off at 8 a.m., to be followed by the 8-dog teams at 9 a.m. For a complete scheduling of both days, go to gunflintmailrun.com. The colorful barking event reflects the spirit and energy of Gunflint pioneer history. So come on out and support this neat community happening. It'll be a yelping good time. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great, with backcountry adventures always in the offing. Happy New Year!